Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a maiden. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
That's right. God damn it, that's right. This Rosebud at the helm of this goddamn fly-ass Rosebud show. Man, so much, so much. This show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, where you know on that site you can find a lot of information. It's going to tell you a lot about different things that you can get into fucking with me. Go to Down and Dirty 101, same thing. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And don't forget my name got them two D's, them two dynamite D's for a double dose of this game. Man, you guys know that you should call in. You know that. But I'm sure you also know you should press 1. This is a no-brainer. That's you support. Every time you press 1, that's you doing what you can do to support the show. Now, that's what I want from you. That's the payment. Now, on this show, what we do, now, hell, I ain't got to tell you what we do. We kick it about all the goddamn problems that motherfuckers be having in relationships, and we try to, you know, deal with what to do. But I don't have problems. I mean, I guess I do. Because what was this past holiday? Mother's Day. Now, Mother's Day, I didn't have no problem. It's just that I'm the kind of motherfucking man, you know, she wanted to go see her kids up in the Bay. All right, I don't care. That's cool. Go see your damn kids. I'm with that. But then I'm like this. If you're going to drive, drive. If you're going to fly, fly. Either way, the schedule going to have to be exactly what we say it is, because I ain't deviating. And I usually have problems with my woman because she be wanting to deviate. 213, where you go? I was just in the press, you man. That's on you. Anyway, we didn't have no damn problem. She just went on. She did her thing, and that was that. So it was cool. Let me tell you something why I said that. You know, some people get to thinking that I have some sort of life that don't, you know, have problems. Which is not true. You know, a lot of the talk show hosts have the most problems. Well, I don't happen to be one of them. But what I'm saying is I be having problems. But every time, every single time, I do not deviate from the formula of keeping both of my nuts. And slowly, there you go, 213, you back. Let's see what you want. What's up, man, 213?
Hi, yo, what's good, man? Hey, this Max Horman the Great, man. What's good?
What's good with you, bro? What's happening?
Shit, I mean, I was calling you, man, because I was in an archive, and I heard, like, you say something about, oh, reading books can't elevate you, and I just want you to know that's a damn lie, OG, because when I was in jail, like, I read books, and that shit took me to the next level mentally. So when I got out, like, my game was on fucking steroids, you dig? So, like, I want
all
you
right,
to know,
man.
Like,
Max, or whoever you said your name was.
No, Max Horman the Great.
Do what?
No, I said my name is Max Horman the Great.
Mac Form?
No, Chorm. Like, you know, we charm a bitch.
Oh, Mac Chorm.
Okay,
Mac Chorm. Yeah, okay. Well, let me see this, Mac Chorm. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you mind answering them?
Ah, oh, man, I don't run, man. Yeah.
All right, Mac Chorm. Where you get that name from?
I'm a motherfucking Mac, and basically Mac.
I didn't ask
you
why you
bitch.
Had that
okay.
name. I said, why? Where did you get it from?
I'm a motherfucking Mac. Dude, I got hella game, and I got a charm when I'm out here kicking this flavor at a bitch.
Let me ask you this, brother Charm. How many hoes you got right now?
Right now, I'm six down, like six right now, 60 toes.
Okay. So, right there, I'm done talking to you because we all know you lying. Because on this show,
dude,
we all know the motherfuckers that call up talking that slick ass shit ain't got now, bitch.
I know you don't have no bitch, man,
so please quit trying to front.
So you know
you,
me
can,
now.
You can say,
you know
wait,
me
but I'll tell you what I'll do for you, brother. You can stay on the line, but I'll take you off. You ain't interrupting me on my show. What I'm saying, fellas, you all can tell. I don't know what made him want to call in and talk about six bitches and all this goddamn shit, but you know he lying. You don't need that shit, man. Let me tell you one reason, you lying-ass motherfucker. If you had six bitches, you wouldn't have time to be on this goddamn show. Period. You just wouldn't. Even if all them motherfuckers was down getting some money right now, you wouldn't have no time to be on this goddamn show. 480, what's up with you?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Why don't you get off the speaker, though?
That's just my Bluetooth. Hold on one moment. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that last call was a bunch of malarkey. I got some questions, situations I've been dealing with. And it mainly happens when when I'm talking to women and I'm starting to kind of vet her, you know what I mean? And when I start vetting her, you know, you got to ask those serious questions, you know. So maybe I'm doing it incorrectly or what, but usually when I start asking those serious questions that need to be asked to make sure that, you know, we are a good fit, you know, we should be going through with this, you know, baby gets scared off, you know what I mean? So I'm just
thought about you might be scaring her off with this vetting bullshit you talking about?
Yes, that has crossed my mind. And
wait a minute. Don't pass it
I'm
up.
I'm trying to think.
Bro, don't pass up shit that crossed your mind. Now,
no, I was gonna,
what about vetting her?
Right,
how are you vetting her, man? Are you jamming her? See, because I already know what your problem is, bro. You don't speak in regular English. You try to speak in some sort of way that's going to make you appear to be what you're not. And what I'm saying is I ain't with that. I already hear it in your voice. How you going to vet a bitch? How you going to ask a motherfucking bitch some questions that you going to get answers to that's going to tell you about your future? Man, you crazy. Whoever told you that bullshit, and I could imagine that you heard that you can ask this, that, and the other, and the motherfucking bitch is going to, if she answers you truthfully, she going to be that. Man, please. What happens in a relationship, you make happen daily. And if you don't make it happen, then it ain't going to happen. So whatever the fuck you talking about, I wish you were talking regular. Do you hear how I'm talking in regular English? I ain't trying to vet you. Why would I want to vet you?
Right.
I'm vetting you right motherfucker now, talking in regular goddamn English, but I'm talking to a fool that think he could talk to me any kind of way. So, just like this 213 motherfucker, what I'm saying is this. If you really want to vet a bitch, which I know what vetting is just a political term, so why would you use politics in this game of what we fucking win? You're confusing yourself by even thinking that bullshit.
No.
Yes, you can believe what you want to believe, brother. You can believe what you want to believe. I ain't trying to convince
you.
No,
I'm not.
I'm just telling you. What, man? What?
Well,
Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify. I hope I didn't miscommunicate what I was trying to say when I was talking about.
You did
miscommunicate
what you was trying to say because you said that.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you said that, I wasn't with it.
Okay. Well, I guess qualifier, would that be something that you could resonate with?
It's not even the word qualify. It's not a particular word. It's the way you go at what you're doing. Why would you even allow yourself to think like that? Any other motherfucker would say, hey, man, I'm going to get it, baby. I'm going to see what's up with her. Why don't you think like that? Why don't you think like the dude on the prowl? Do you think a lion, when he hunting the motherfucking whatever his meal finna be, he look up in the sky and wonder about some goddamn birds? What I'm saying is you off track from Jump Street. And if you want to believe you not, you can believe you not. But I'm telling you what's wrong. that shit you thinking ain't got you thinking properly, so you ain't asking the right goddamn questions as far as vetting a bitch. And if you're so silly that you gotta ask the question, do you think you talking to a goddamn angel and she gonna give you the correct answer or the truth? Which one you think she gonna do?
It's from experience, I know it's gonna be half true or no truth.
Hey, bro, from experience, you know it's gonna be the correct answer. It ain't gonna be the goddamn truth. You know that.
So,
what I'm saying is you should be trying to hear where I'm coming from instead of explain that bullshit you're talking about. You're going about it wrong. So if you're going about it wrong, you're going to end up with fucked up results. If you don't believe that, you have another problem, and that's that you probably know it all. And if you do, why are you on the show?
No, I don't know it all, and I was
we kicked that one out. That ain't it.
You pointed out some flaws in my thought process, and so I'm transitioning to the next thought process that I was having about that.
Check this out before you finish. See,
yes,
what I'm saying is I like talking to real people. So what I'm saying is you saying, dang, man, you told me a whole bunch of shit that I wasn't thinking about, and I better start thinking about it. You want to say it in a certain way, which is fine if that's the way you talk. I ain't saying if that's the way you think. It's fine. I understand it totally, but a bitch ain't. She ain't finna hear that shit.
Right.
She finna hear what I'm doing. Now, you don't got to do all the cussing that I'm doing, but she finna hear direct conversation at her ass, because that bullshit you doing is telling her you running from a direct conversation. That's all it's doing.
So don't even give her a chance to even say what she wants.
No, I ain't saying that. I'm saying stop using all that bullshit, transitioning all them fucking words in your conversation. It's a turnoff. Women don't like that unless you get a particular kind of broad at a particular kind of place where you don't even know where that fucking place is at and you don't go there. So why would you be looking for that bitch? The bitch you run into don't want to hear that shit you talking. As soon as you start talking, the first goddamn time you use one of them words, her mind's somewhere else. She ain't thinking about what you. Oh man, this fool crazy. You know what the fuck you talking about transitioning? Even if she know what it means, I know what it means.
Right.
Ain't no motherfucker trying to hear that bullshit. Why? Because that's what it is, bullshit. When a politician talk with them goddamn words, the politician talking about vetting him, he trying to get around saying, motherfucker, I'm checking you out. Because he don't want to sound like he from the streets. He want to sound like he from somewhere else, like you. And your ass get ranked, like I'm ranking you. I seen it, and you didn't talk to me but 1 or 2 minutes. So what I'm saying, think about the bitch that's talking to you for 1 or 2 minutes if you get that long. You probably don't even get that, man. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. I'm being real.
I got you.
Feel me, man, or not? Man,
I'm feeling you. And yes, I do know my vocabulary is a little, you know, a little bit abstract, you know, or just not normal, but I'm okay to deal with those.
But you take pride in that, and you want to keep doing it. So keep on. It's cool.
Hey, bro, if that's you, it's cool. Right.
You ain't got to explain it, but I'm just telling
you
what's
wrong. Yeah, I mean, you're not the first person that told me that. I use big words. You know, I learned how to talk from books, man, and it just, that's just how it is.
Hey, man, so another thing, like a motherfucker talking about, like, you don't learn from books. I didn't say that for one thing. I said if that's what you want to do is get a lot of book knowledge and learn big words or whatever the fuck, do it, because you could do that in learning. But in the field, in reality, that shit ain't gonna do nothing for you. That motherfucking 213, which he back on here. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let his ass on here now. Wait a minute. Hey, 213, the first time you interrupt me, I'm taking you right back off. So hold on till it's your turn. And what I'm saying, like this motherfucker 213 talking that goddamn shit about motherfucking books. Tell you this, I tell you that. Books don't do shit. I'm a scholar, a straight A student, graduated my master's with 4.0. And I know goddamn well books tell you what you can learn as far as the answer to a question, but a book ain't going to show you how to do it. Even if you got 100% on your test and it came time for you to taking your ass out there and doing it, it's going to be like you starting all over. That was my point. 213, what the fuck you want?
Hey, man, that caller is a green nigga, but hey, man, that's what you do, Rosebud. You run from your battles. I mean, I call that.
Hey,
and
bro, listen, if you want to say something, you can,
so you
but
can,
I ain't going
hey,
listen to your bullshit, man. Really, if you want to say something, say it. Don't come asking me about running from no battles. I cut a motherfucker off that don't know how to shut up. Now, if you want to talk, go ahead.
Nah, because you're going to shut me, you're going to cut me off, man. Like, I
see what I'm saying,
up,
fellas?
But...
Oh, hey, fellas,
no.
Let me stop this food
you
now.
You're going to chop me, you're going to cut me.
Hey, see what I'm saying, fellas? When you give a punk motherfucking an opportunity, he wasted. Why would he start talking about what I'm going to do, and I asked his motherfucking ass to say whatever the fuck he was going to say? He should have let me do it. Then he could have said, see there, that's what I'm talking about. But no. He want to tell me what I'm going to do. Now, sucker-ass motherfucker, I'm going to give you a chance to open your mouth since I'm running from your weak bullshit, and I'm going to let you talk if you brave enough to talk. I ain't going to let you waste my time, sucker. Now, talk.
Well,
let's hear it.
Hey, man, I'm a motherfucking giant out here, man. I'm telling you.
I know you are. Go ahead.
I'm saying, like, that's some little square shit. You don't do that, man. We gentlemen of
okay,
leaders.
Okay, man. Go
dude.
Ahead. Go ahead. Say what you got to say about whatever
that.
The fuck you want to
that.
Say,
we
it, man.
No
you already checked me about
all
that
was,
already, and I put you on hold. Now you going to start saying it again, nigga?
All I'm saying is this, man. Books elevate you, help you with your vocabulary. It help you size a bitch up so you can pick what words you want to use on that bitch, man. You dig what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. But you trying to, like, stare these niggas away. I read shit like John Kehoe, man. You feel me? James Allen, Napoleon Hill, and that shit took my game to the next level, man. That's all I'm saying, man. All that little square shit, man, I ain't with that, man. I'm some real ism. That's all I'm saying. But, like, books is good for the game. You dig? Like, all that shit you trying to, like, stare niggas away. Come on, man. Rosebud, like, I'm a real one out here. I don't play, I don't pretend. I'm a giant in my fucking city because I read, and I apply what I read, and I just read for fucking elevation and motivation, you dig?
Hey, bro.
That's all
hey,
I
hey bro, 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 bro. If you read and it elevates your game and you can catch a bitch and you got six bitches because you use all these goddamn words, bravo for you. Do you see one thing? I ain't scared of shit. I'll let your motherfucking ass talk if you got something to say. But the bullshit, I ain't with. So all that bullshit you're talking about, little bitty shit, no, motherfucker, you was trying to interrupt me. But if you got something to say and you really want to say it and you want to respond to me right now, you welcome, fool. Go ahead. I ain't going to interrupt you.
All I'm saying, I don't run. You know, if I run from this, I'll run from anything. I don't run. You know, if I see a bitch, I'm macking at the bitch. You feel me? I don't have to ask no green-ass questions because I'm really about this motherfucking game, you dig me?
So what fucking prompts your
no
goddamn ass to call my show, Mr. Sharp-ass motherfucker?
Because because you a seasoned OG, that's why, you dig
but
me?
But still, motherfucker, don't tell me about what I am, what you call for. I'm a seasoned OG, and you a motherfucker, and you call for what?
I listen for game, that's why, and I was
listening
to
your
archive
show. I didn't ask you what you
listen
for, fool. I said, what did you call for? What did you press one for?
To let you know you was motherfucking wrong about them books, man. That's why.
Okay,
hey,
everybody, Magnificent Charm, don't believe that books ain't what it's about, which I didn't say that, fool. What I said is if you think you could read some goddamn books and take it out there and catch a bitch, he's going to be just like you, a liar, because you talking about a bitch. Them books tell you what words to use on a bitch. You know goddamn well you got to explain every fucking word you use, and that is not catching no bitch. Period.
You'll be like the last
Bruh, listen. You believe that, and I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm saying good for you. I let you talk, and that's good, but I know Sharon got something to say to your ass.
You'll be like the
so
last
I'm gonna leave
caller.
You on,
yeah,
so
yeah,
shut
you
your
did,
goddamn mouth
you
or I'm gonna
you'll
fucking take you off.
You'll be a scary nigga, man. I ain't a scary nigga.
I don't know.
I'm
scared. Go ahead, Sharon. What's
giant,
up?
Man.
Yo, hello,
let the giant listen to you, man. Let him answer whatever question you're going to ask him. Giant ass motherfucker. Go ahead, man. Don't waste no time with this nigga. Go ahead, ask him whatever.
That's that same dude that was, I shop a lot. Like, he called every month with some different story, and I got to say this and I got to say that. You should just stop calling, bro. You don't got to do
see,
that.
See, man, I don't even know that. I have so many motherfuckers I fuck with. I don't even remember
nah,
this
nah,
dude.
This is my second time
you put me
right
up
here.
On something now. I thought I recognized his voice and the way he was talking.
Second.
That's that sucker, man. He do this all.
This is my second time calling right here. What the fuck?
You
a
goddamn liar, you motherfucking punk-ass motherfucker.
Calling,
hey, you a liar. You're a liar, and I didn't took him off because don't nobody want to hear. I remember him. I remembered his voice because he was always described. The last time I got him, when I asked him how many bitches he had, he said three, but he hesitated so long, I busted him on it. Man, I remember him, Sean. Good looking out, man. Good looking out, bro. I'm going to leave you on. Hey, 254, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud? This is Big Steve from Texas. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm okay, man. I'm out here doing it on purpose, man, and I just called to let you know. Hey, man, something came across my head the other day, if I could share it with you.
Go ahead, bro.
And I had some shit I had to do. I had been planning it for a few weeks, and I went ahead and done it. But when I got it done, I felt so good about it, and I was happy on the inside. And I said, damn, boy, you're doing it on purpose. And I look at it, I say, well, damn, what is doing it on purpose? See, a lot of people say shit, you did that on purpose. But I had actually done something that had a purpose for me and what I had going on.
Okay, check this out, caller. Let me say a few things. I'm listening to you, and you ain't really said nothing wrong. What's throwing me off is you don't sound like no youngster. I'm not saying you're an old motherfucker either, but you don't sound like a youngster. So, doing it on purpose, that means not procrastinating. That's all that means to me. But you're acting like it's really a big deal that you did that, and I'm curious about it. Now, first question, how old are you, if you don't mind telling me?
I'm 46.
Now, hold on. What I'm saying is this. When you're a motherfucker like me, you don't have to ask questions. You know, you answer your questions by listening. Now, I already told you, I knew you wasn't no young motherfucker and you ain't really old. But I know 46 was about, not 46, the number, but that's the age range I was thinking. So my next question is, why would it be so big to you to do something that you said that's about you and you're 46 years old? You should have mastered that already.
Yeah, I'm not saying I haven't mastered it, but that's just me, man. I love getting shit done, and I love seeing
Okay, stop. I'm not going to say anything about that because at this point in my life, as much as I do, soon as I do, whatever it is, I love it. Just like you said.
I agree.
I can understand that if that's what you're saying. My overall point, and this is my last question, my overall point is don't you think that a motherfucker 22 that's really trying to be about it should start learning about it, and when he see himself doing something on purpose, he should be proud of it because he's only now starting to see how important it is to do shit on purpose. Conversely, don't you think that a motherfucker 46 should already know that shit and should bring that shit about in another way, which everything I'm saying, I'm not trying to say nothing against you. I'm just talking about what we doing right now.
You're right, and I agree. And as far as the 22-year-old cat, this is why I'm sharing it. Because I've been
talking
from day one.
Hey, yeah. Now, wait a minute. Whatever you said from day one, hold it. But as far as the 22-year-olds, that's why you sharing it? Now we talking. So now you could have brought it another way, and I could have kind of, you know, not had to go into this, but that is why we talking. That's why I broke that down, because there's so many motherfuckers listening to me. And I'm saying I'm not letting nothing get past me, even though you ain't had no negative intentions. I just don't want that type of message coming off with me going with it. Now that we done broke it down and you done said that that's why you brought it, come on with it.
At the end of the day, bro, I call you for target practice. I come in, I take the shot. Exactly. What I'm shooting at is that male confidence. See, my thing is, whenever I call this show, I want to add something to the table toward men and their male confidence, because a lot of times people don't know it's the small shit that boost up your level of confidence when you don't have none at all.
Let me ask
so
you
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask
yeah.
you this. You said
yeah.
something on this call just now that was really big to me and made me respect what you were saying, and I looked for a way to start complimenting you, and you said something about that's why you brought it, so I used that. But do you know what you said? I doubt it. You probably said it in just conversation.
I
listen, and what I'm saying is this. When I asked you about this, and I said about the 22-year-old, and then I asked you about the 46-year-old, shouldn't it be blah, 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 you said, you took a second, and you said, I agree. Now,
right.
Why that's big? Because if you agree, in theory, you can't stand on the position what you were standing on. But what shows that you believe what you were saying, even though you said you agree, you still was trying to explain to show where your points were. And you brought that very important point out about you trying to really share with the youngsters. So what I'm saying is this is what you do when you call in here. If you got some balls, which evidently you do, you ain't running for some shit just because I said it was wrong. You know, you're going to stand up and kick it. And real motherfuckers end up coming to an understanding. And both of them get to keep both of their nuts, and they get to walk off believing what they believe. Because you ain't wrong if you believe what you believe and that's what you're going to do. I don't give a fuck if I don't believe it. I ain't saying I do or don't. I'm saying all you guys need to understand that. When you stand up like Bruh did, because I'm talking shit, woo, woo, woo. You know, if he chump listening to the shit I'm talking, he going to miss the message. The message is pressure bust a lead pipe. And glad to see, bro, your pipes is clean. You know, steel pipes. All right, you got anything else you want to add, bro? See, 213 got off of here because we was busting too much and he couldn't stand it. But go ahead.
The reason why my pipes don't bust is because I'm in the goddamn force, baby. That's all I got to say.
For sure. 480, what's up with you, man?
Hello, hello.
I got you, man. 480, you talking?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, man, but you got to quit talking so low.
All right. Yeah, I was, you know, previous caller, just trying to get some clarification. I just want to learn this lesson that you try to teach me.
Okay, what's up?
So pretty much I need to be the same way when I'm going out just to go pick up girls, you know, at the club and the bar, you know. It needs to be the same way all around. I don't need to try to get deeper, all that stuff. I just need to just get at the bitches. Simplify the process. Is that what you're
saying? Okay, hold on a second. 213, you back on, but let me tell you something. Be quiet until I ask you something. Don't start interrupting or you back off. And all that bullshit about me being scared, as soon as you open your mouth about that, I'm blocking you because I ain't scared of shit. I hope we understand each other. Now, 480, what are you asking? Because you're saying you want to be the same, which I agree with that, but what are you asking? Do you have a question?
Well, I guess what I noticed when you were talking to me, what I noticed about myself is when I'm, you know, talking to women, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm in a totally different mode when I'm just, you know, I'm just hunting for some pussy as opposed to if I'm hunting for actually trying to build something with her. You know what I mean? And so,
well, hold on. That's no more than how you think about it. And that has to do with your world, one world, the real world. What I'm saying is, you know, you cannot make, so you can't bleed blood from a turnip. So just because you're thinking you want some blood and this look like it should be it's red, it should bleed some blood, you squeeze it hard as you can. No, it's going to be a drip turnip juice, no matter how hard you squeeze. So what I'm saying is you have to see what you're doing for what it is. And if you're getting at a bitch with some pussy, then that's that. And if you're getting at a bitch to have some kind of relationship, that's that. But my thing is, why in the fuck are you going to look for a bitch to have some pussy, get some pussy? You should be looking for a bitch, if that's the case, to build something with the bitch, then you're going to end up getting some pussy. So pussy is pussy. Don't have no face, ain't got no weight, and ain't got no race. Every one of them look the goddamn same pink, and they do whatever they do when you fuck with them. So if you're looking at pussy, you should see that what I'm saying is totally right, and you shouldn't be tripping about no goddamn pussy because it's all the same. Now, I remember when I was young, and I really wanted an Oriental bitch. And, you know, me and my partner was talking, and I let it come out why I wanted an Oriental bitch. And I had to, you know, stand the ridicule for about a couple of months. I was serious. And I told this motherfucker, man, I just want to see how that slanted pussy is. My brothers had told me Oriental's pussy don't go straight up and down. It goes side to side. That's why they so different. And I grew up believing that shit. What I'm saying, bro, is it don't fucking matter what your end game is. What matters is you don't deviate from your game, period. Otherwise, whatever come up, you ready for it. Otherwise, if you thought the bitch was going to be cool, but she ain't, and you end up tagging that pussy, so you still got some pussy. If you thought you was just getting some pussy, and this bitch end up being way cooler than you thought, you go, whatever with that. It's not about that little pussy shit is what I'm saying, man. Get that shit out your fucking head. Now, hold on, 213, what's up? You came back on.
All I'm saying, man, these niggas is a bunch of suckers. They just listening for entertainment, you dig? After the show, they're not going to go outside and apply it. You're just a safety blanket.
Hey, that's one thing you said. That's right. Hold up.
Sean is a sucker. Sean is not really out here doing this shit. I'm out here.
Hey, let me say something, man. I don't care about Sean. I don't care about no motherfucker. I'm talking to you. So if you got to talk about some other motherfucker, then I'm going to hang up on you. What I'm saying is whatever the fuck you believe, say it coming from you, magnificent charm, so we could talk. I don't give a goddamn about nobody else. Do you?
The only motherfucker I give a fuck about is that man in the mirror, you dig?
Okay, man, you and your good saying ass, which I know you ain't got no gang because you can't talk. You can't talk straight. Hey, bro, let's kick it, man, because you're talking all this shit. You know, we got 480 on here. And we got you on here, and who is 917? Oh, that's Sean. And I'm just saying, you talking about nobody's whatever. These is all suckers. These is motherfuckers that's calling because they not faking like they know. They already admitted that they don't know. That don't make them suckers. That make them wise. That make them trying to get sharp. You are the sucker. Because you will sit up here, and no matter how many times I show you, you a sucker, you will have that sound in your voice. You will make that little shit you got to say sound good, but you ain't got no bitches. Get one on the phone right now, fool. Yes or no? Get her on the phone. Ain't
gonna
take you for 30 seconds. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to hear shit. You either going to get the bitch or you ain't.
My bitch is on the track right now. You dig?
I know. They on the track. What track is that, man?
For Povita.
Ain't you a 213 motherfucker? What you doing on Sepulveda?
You dig? I ain't gonna never put my bitch
down. No, I don't dig.
Though.
What you doing on Sepulveda? You said you a giant.
That.
You said you
a giant.
What you doing on Sepulveda? Sepulveda is a motherfucking drug track with a whole bunch of gang banging ass motherfuckers that ain't got no game, and you know it. What the fuck you doing on Sepulveda with six bitches?
Back in your days it was. But I got bitches all over. I said that's where some of
them. Hey,
see,
fellas, everybody that's listening, everybody that's listening, he would have said that at first. Man, I got bitches all over. I'm not no. He wouldn't have never mentioned Sepulveda. But now that I rank Sepulveda, he's sharp enough. You sharp enough to lie. I will give you that. He's sharp enough to see. Oh man, I just said something wrong. I better say I got bitches all over, man. Because now, see, he's pretending now. Hey, pretender, hey, 480, this is why when I talk to you like I do, I talk straight, because this is the only way you're going to improve. Do not listen to 213. He's calling from another number that I don't recognize, because he's one of the guys that called and pretend all the time. I'm going to get him even off the queue. He's X'd out. And if he called back, he's going to be X'd out. I ain't going to even let him get in. 347, I want to see what's up with you, but before you speak, let me make sure. 480, you got anything else?
Nah, I was just going to end it with, you know, I ain't worried about that other dude, man. I was in the service.
No, forget him. Forget him. No, forget him. What I'm saying is me and you were talking about something real. Now. What'd you get out of it?
I got your point with, you know, get at the bitch, don't get at the pussy, or, you know. And I guess just talk straight up, I guess. You know, it's my way or the highway, I guess. You know, it's what I want.
Period,
man.
Don't be
worried
about
what she want or none of that shit.
Exactly.
If she wants to do what I want to do, then that's good. If she don't, fuck off, you know.
All right, bro, I'm putting you back in. That's what Bud is about, the real shit. You know, and the motherfucker be talking about I'm trying to sell shit. Man, I kick real game. All you got to do is kick it with me. 347, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's happening with you, Rosebud Javelin? Calling it one more game out of New York.
All right, what's happening, man?
My question to you, man. Mm-hmm.
Do what?
I want to know, man. I want to know. Can you hear me?
I got you now.
Okay, I want to know. If somebody said something loud enough so you can hear it, would you respond?
If the motherfucker didn't say my name... But, no, I wouldn't. But if I had a mole on my cheek and the motherfucker said something about a fool with a mole on his cheek, but he didn't say my name, hell yeah,
right.
I'd say something.
Oh, really?
You got to direct that motherfucking comment to me for me to respond to it. Other than that, you directing it to suckers. And a sucker going to respond, because any time a motherfucker say something that's with no name, that mean any sucker that respond, otherwise all you motherfucking punk-ass motherfuckers up in here. And you say, I ain't no motherfucking punk. You the biggest punk. He didn't say your goddamn name. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck a motherfucker that's saying some shit that you know about. And if you know about and you think he's saying something to you, you just start talking too. Man, I hear you, man, because a motherfucker like that, you want to slap him like a bitch. Whatever that motherfucker said, you let that motherfucker know, yeah, I heard you. Was you talking to me? This is where I'm coming from. You don't have to go that hard. But I'm saying, you don't run from that shit. The only time you directly... address it, because he threw it in the air. But now, if you kind of felt it and you want to respond, you got to respond in the air. And if he want to catch it, then of course at that point you can say something directly to him. But if he don't catch it, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, it's dead. Just let that motherfucker know. Don't be trying to fuck with me without saying that. That's how you do it. You know, don't get into no type of situation where you got to be ducking around some kind of corner because some fool want to shoot you. Ain't nothing out there worth that. Now, if a motherfucker's on top of your goddamn ass trying to put his dick up in you or something, then all things is off. So I'm saying they got to be really trying to do something to you for you to start thinking along the terms of you finna do something to this motherfucker. Because, believe me, bro, if it's about a bitch, the only thing going to happen is let's say you kill him, he going to be dead, your ass going to jail for the rest of your life, and that goddamn bitch is out there still going to fuck up some other brother's life. That's how you got to see motherfuckers. That's how you got to see shit. And you don't want to be involved in none of that shit. Unless you have to. If you have to, you have to. And you're going to do what you have to. That's all it is to that. But you ain't going to let that shit happen.
Dig.
You understand what I'm saying? You ain't going to let it happen. You're going to be too sharp. You're going to be looking way ahead of these motherfuckers. As soon as this motherfucker walk in, saying some kind of shit up in the air, oh, shit. This ain't really where I want to be. You understand what I'm saying? And then me, I would if something like that jumped off and I was across the room, I would like mosey my way to the door and get the fuck out of there, because ain't no way in the world I want to be going through no goddamn bullshit with this fool. I don't give a fuck if I was at a bitch. I wouldn't care. I would leave, because they gonna definitely see me. And they gonna definitely be trying to fuck with me, and they gonna have me doing some shit. Because what I'm saying is, I ain't arguing. I might use a little conversation, but if it go past that, I'm doing something. I'm an old, especially now, I'm an old motherfucker. You know, I can't wrestle 5 seconds, and I'm done. But, you know, younger, I had a little wrestling capability, so I might, you know, do a little different. But now, I ain't doing none of that shit. You know, but, man, you shouldn't do it either, because the motherfucker you fucking with ain't gonna do it. He ain't gonna walk up on you like a man to say whatever the fuck he got to say and, you know, go word for word with you, you know, like they do in the boxing ring. You know, nah, he gonna do some, he gonna steal on you, he gonna, you know, wait till you, you know, whatever. All right, man, it's cool. You know, when you turn your back, he gonna blast you. Come on, man, you don't need that shit. At least I know I don't. You might can stand it. You might not have nothing to live.
Well, I don't need that shit either. I don't need it either. I don't need it.
I'm saying, man. So what I'm saying is, by you calling, asking that question, you entertaining something you shouldn't even been thinking about. That's my point.
Okay.
You should have passed that goddamn shit up. As long as he didn't come over and touch you, fuck what he said.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Now I already. Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, I knew that already. If a motherfucker don't say your name, you know what I mean, the hoe in the bar shit, someone say something, the first nigga that say something, respond to that is the sucker, you know what I'm saying? You done said that 2 or 3 times. But you surprised me when you said you would respond if what the nigga said was specifically towards you or you felt it. So I was kind of like, oh, shit, so you would say something in that case.
Well, let me say something, man. You know, let's say you driving a Rolls Royce. This motherfucker in here talking about, man, you know, some of these Rolls Royce driving motherfuckers, they be so fake, man, you know. You know, and what I'm saying is, he ain't said my name, he ain't even looking toward me. What I'm going to do is have a drink, and I'm going to say something about Rolls Royce. Man, you must have a motherfucking Rolls Royce, man, because only a Rolls Royce driving motherfucker know that, and I didn't see that shit myself. Some of them motherfuckers ain't shit. Well, what kind of roles you got, man? What are you going to say then?
That's a good one. I ain't going to lie to you. That was a good one.
That's how you're supposed to think, man. You're supposed to make a motherfucker eat his goddamn words without you raising your voice, without you raising your hands, without you doing shit. As soon as you say, well, what can you got? And he say, I ain't got no Rolls Royce. He gonna be mad. But you say, oh man, my bad, and turn around and have your drink. I'm just saying, come on, man. You ain't looking for no trouble. You thought since he opened his mouth about Rolls Royces, I thought he had one. How the fuck he gonna comment and he ain't got one? This is how you gotta think, man. This is how fast you got to think. You didn't tell me you was going to call me with that scenario. You got to think fast like that. You got to put shit together, and you got to know what you put together is sharp, even though you didn't think of it until just now. You can't go over it while you're in the line of duty in the field. You can't go over it wondering, is it right, you know, checking this part of it. Man, you got to say what you got to say right now, and if something wrong about the first thing you said, correct it in the next sentence. You can't run. You got to be that sharp. And this is what I'm talking about. You can't be that sharp unless you believe in yourself, man. That's my whole point. You got anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say, man, you know, it's amazing how motherfucking to ask one little question and get all this game.
No, no, what's amazing that there are motherfuckers out there that can ask one little question and get all this game. See, because motherfuckers ask questions and get the answer, and that's all they thinking about. You got it, bro. Hey, I'm putting you back in. 786, what's happening with you?
What's happening, man? Hey, bud, let me run something by you, though, right quick. And it's actually stemmed from what the last caller just said about the end game. Okay, you mm-hmm. know, let's say you're applying the course, you're doing the selfish conceited, bitches love it, you turn into this motherfucker, and, you know, bitches be trying to get into these relationships with you. You know, they want to build something with you. But you ain't really checking for no relationship. You ain't trying to do that boyfriend shit. So what would be the end game in that situation? You just, you know, play your cards how you want to play it, or how?
Wait. You can't ever just be with a bitch. I mean, shit, you got to want something. Now, I don't know what you want, but let's say you want to just have a bunch of bitches that ain't trying to look for shit. That's your end game, and that's what everything out your mouth got to be towards. But without you saying, I ain't trying to have no relationship. Now, when they want to do this, that, and the other, you got to say no, especially if it's building a relationship. Unless, see, to me, that's confusing. See, I would build a relationship with every one of them because my relationship would be the same with them, and I let them know, look, I ain't trying to have no, you know, bitch live with me, come, you know, fix my house up, cook for me, none of that. What I'm trying to say, if I want to take your motherfucking ass to Sweden some goddamn where, let's go. But if I just want to stay home and bust your pussy out, let's do that too. But none of it mean you the only motherfucker I'm going to be doing it with. I tell them.
Okay.
And they going to talk shit. Oh, so you talking about you got other women? Hell yeah, baby. You think a motherfucker fine as me only got one bitch, one pussy to fuck? Is you crazy? I'm going to talk like that. Why? Because that's raw. And that's why they love my motherfucking ass. Because some other sucker would be using them big words, that caller that was using, trying to, you know, well, I'm transitioning from having one woman. Man, fuck you. Yes, I fuck the shit out of bitches. Shit. Until one come that got that, I'll tell them. You ever heard of a snapping pussy? Well, the bitch going to say no. And I'm going to say, well, until I find that snapping motherfucking pussy, I'm finna be fucking with bitches. And I'm going to laugh like a motherfucker, and that bitch going to say, you so crazy. That's right. And she taking her drawers off. Yeah.
So you have a relationship. You just don't be in a relationship. You know, you just don't play the boyfriend.
Mentally, I'm not being in no goddamn relationship unless I want to. Because I'm fucking this bitch, ain't no relationship. Because I'm going to tell her, you better give some other motherfucker some of that pussy you might like better than me. I know that ain't going to do nothing but make her want me and just save it for me. But as far as what I done told her, she already heard me. I ain't caring.
Okay.
You know, that's why I be jimmied up.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but beyond the pussy, what you going to build with him, though?
Man, I know what you mean by that. See, but what I'm saying is, let's say I wasn't married, and any bitch I fucked, I don't want to build nothing with her. But that bitch from the sponsor, whatever my project is, whatever. If I'm writing some books and I need it edited, it's gonna cost me $700. That bitch sponsoring it. Whatever, if I need to buy some diplomas for my school, it's going to cost me $200-$300, she's sponsoring that. You know, my end result is to have her doing whatever the fuck I need her to do besides me needing her to do shit. I don't need her to do nothing.
Yeah.
Just for her to fuck with me, she's going to be doing everything I ask for because she's going to want to, because as soon as she give me any kind of grief about it, don't even call me no more because I don't need your shit. You act like I need you. I ain't got to hear this bullshit. You know what I need? The bitch I ain't got.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I need that.
That's
I need the bitch that I don't have. God, this fucking dude, man. Hold on, caller. This 213 liar is back here. Come on, man. What you want now?
All I'm saying is these niggas already know the answers to their questions. They just want you to hold.
Hey, bro. Already bust you out before using shit
can I finish?
Come on, man. Listen to me, man. Listen. Already bust you out before. And you already know that I know you lying. So why don't you stop calling? Everybody on the show know you lying. And if you ain't lying, listen, if you ain't lying, everybody think you lying. So why you want to waste your time? You can't prove you ain't a liar. The only thing you can prove is that you know how to try to sound like you sleep. Oh, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, man, you know, and you know, they got to do as I say because, you know, all that shit. Man, so what? So you can sound like that. You can't catch no bitch, man. That's why you on this show. The only thing you could do is run your shit on this show because you can't run it in real life in the field. Now, would you please, I'm asking you, never call this show again.
Let me get this
and
off my
don't
chest.
Call, don't press one again because I don't want to talk to you no more, bro.
Let me get this off my chest,
though.
I got something to say.
Is you bad enough for that, man? I'm just straight up with you. I don't want
to
talk to you no more.
But
it's my show.
You hear what I got to say, though, man. I'm a young African.
No, I don't, man. Them bras you got need to hear what you got to say. Say it to them.
Look,
you
niggas already know the answer.
Say it to them, man.
They playing.
All right, bro, be cool. I'm Xing you out. Okay, man, you know, I go through that 786. I go through that.
Yeah,
I go through that so y'all can see. People, you can tell when they liars. You know, I don't think nothing about what you're saying is a lie. I think you're really trying to, you know, get whatever. So we talked. And I hope what I said helped you. Did it?
Yeah, actually did, because I'm actually going through shit. I was thinking about a bitch right now. Man, they be wanting titles. They be wanting that boyfriend title.
No, man, they don't. They be looking for suckers. And a sucker will give them that title because they asked for it. But a real motherfucker will tell them exactly why they ain't hardly deserving no goddamn title from me. Baby, I just met you, you know, and I know that ain't the real you. You probably snore. You probably don't even really look like that. Baby, you got to get up in the morning and draw your face before you come out. I don't know who I'm fucking with. Man, all that's to tell her, fuck you in your title. Hey, I'm saying, bruh, you know, you can't let that bullshit stop you because that's what they do. That's how they can tell if they can have you. You can't smash
them. They try to pigeonhole that title, that boyfriend shit. Man, I don't even be with that
man,
boyfriend shit.
Man, no, it's not the boyfriend shit. It's every goddamn thing they do. They trying to find a sucker that they can drop a lug, that the lug going to hit them, and then when it hit them, they going to pick it up. Oh, man, I really need to get this kind of shit, whatever this is. And you say, you need to, you're thinking in your mind, man, baby, need that, I probably would get that. Man, she probably be, and you ain't going to do nothing to get it. Just like seven other motherfuckers doing for that bitch.
Yeah, that's some sucker shit.
Hey, man,
that's all it is.
You better think like that about every one of them. Excuse me. Until she shows you she's not. That's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking for a bitch to do what you want or to do what the hell you, you know, requiring. Because as long as you require it, any sharp bitch going to be able to do it. What I'm saying is when you want this fabulous bitch, you open yourself up to whatever bitch is fabulous. Instead of you trying to choose a fabulous bitch. You know, it's like when I tell dudes about that 10. Here you are talking about you don't feel good unless you talking to a 10. Now, you don't know where this 10 at. You don't know what the fuck this 10 actually looks like. And you looking for. That's why you don't find the bitch. See, I look for the next bitch. I don't know who she is. I don't know if she a 3 or a 8. I don't know. I don't even care. What I'm doing is looking for the next bitch. And when I find her, let's say she a 4, for various reasons, because that's how she looked, because I didn't call 4s when you didn't actually dress them up. They were already 8s. And when they start paying you, you know, they a 10 like a motherfucker. They just are. So what I'm saying, man, 213, he's back on, you guys, but I'm not going to put him. I'm not going to let him talk. He's just going to have to suffer and listen to me. Because what I'm saying is we all know he's a liar. But what I'm really telling you, bro, is just stand strong to what we be talking about, where we coming from. And I don't think about no motherfucking bra's looks or where she at on the scale of the...
Yeah, what she wrong.
Because,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, what she wrong, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, they want you to be that boyfriend shit. You don't conform to that because it's all about what you, where you coming from. It ain't about where she coming from.
Well, it's about where she coming from to her, but if that's going to make her not be with me, then fuck her. Because what I'm saying is you have to show her where she coming from ain't mattering. You can't say it's not about what you coming from, where you coming from, because that means you ain't really paying no attention to her. But if you say, oh, girl, you know, I really understand you, you know, since you think blah, 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 you should have blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you this, baby, I don't think like that. I ain't going to think like that unless you meet this, that, and the other, you know, requirements. You ain't going to even get to be considered for what you're talking about with me. Because I can have 10 motherfuckers like you. You can't even find another motherfucker like me. Man, come on.
Yeah.
Bitch ain't what, bitch, come on. I don't want to hear your shit. That's when the bitch bring that shit, she's saying, don't you want to hear my shit? And you supposed to say, not in words, you supposed to let her know in your actions, fuck no, bitch, I ain't trying to hear that motherfucking shit. That's why you don't take no long time to respond. Like 213, when you ask him something really in particular, he can't flow. He got to think about it right quick.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't want to get into that kind of shit. You want to be the kind of motherfucker that the shit is real, you ain't faking, and any time they ask you anything, you ain't got to think of it because you ain't lying. You know, I don't be lying, even though when I, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you, woo-woo. Even though I be saying that, I be saying in my mind, damn, I hope that bitch don't trip on this because I'm shelving to say it, but I might be saying, hey, oh, fine motherfucker. I don't know, you know, I might be thinking like that, but I'm sure going to say what the fuck I know I should say. Bitch, you know, you look like the last bitch I had. She wasn't. Hey, I'll tell them something like, you look like the last bitch I had. She was a little taller, and she weighed a little more. But now one of you motherfuckers was shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They were gonna say, you crazy. I thought you knew. That's what I ain't trying to deny shit. I'm going to make you accept it. You're going to accept me. And if you don't, you don't. It's your loss, bitch. I'm the motherfucker you're creaming on. You know, I ain't creaming on you. I already told you I got 9 other motherfuckers just like you. As a matter of fact, get on my phone and act and press a number like I'm calling somebody. Girl, you know, somebody's name. It's, man, that bitch would be so fucked up, man. This is how I go, bro. Hey, man, good shit, man. Hey, 213, I see you there, but I'm passing you up because you a liar. 917, what's up, man? 917-605, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Chris John. How you doing?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not much, man. I just wanted to put a plug in for SWU, man, and tell some of your listeners kind of what I got out of it. Because, you know, I'm going through the semester for the second time right now. And,
oh, that's,
you know,
right, man. But, you know, what did you get out, man? Because, heck, you know, you'd be missing in action.
I know, man. I got some personal stuff going on the last couple of weeks, man. But I've been listening to the show, man. And I think the number one thing that I personally got out of it is that there is a correct way to think. And when you can kind of organize and articulate your thoughts, you always know kind of the move that you want to make in any given situation. So, you know, a lot of the questions, I think a lot of people get frozen when I listen to the show that, you know, you don't know what you want to do or you've got a question. And I think, you know, once you go through and learn some of these kind of core ways to think, these can be a foundation for you so that you have an idea. At least you can make a move quickly, you know, even if it works out that it doesn't turn out exactly how you want. And I'll give you a specific
example. That's what we are about. There is no perfect. The perfect is you doing what you think, and the chips fall where they may. Every professional sports team, professional athlete do not expect to win every single time. Now, they do expect it, but when they lose, they don't think they ain't shit. They just figure out what they did that can be improved, and they go out and go right at it again, and that's what we do, Chris. Hey, man, I got to say this. Stop letting whatever it is stop you from coming into the class, man, because even though we almost at the end, there's some crucial shit for you, man. Just don't even say nothing, man. Just come in there. Just, I don't care, as long as you ain't sick or dying, just come in there, man, and put some shit in.
It's nothing like that. It's some work stuff, man. It's taking up a lot of my attention, man. But it's
if you ain't got the time because of work, that's a whole nother thing. You know, if
but
it's
I
like
just
that.
I want to say one more thing, man. You know, it's so crucial, man, being able to just to be able to think something and believe in yourself enough to go do it. And when you question yourself a lot, you waste a lot of time and energy. And the more that you question yourself, what I realized, you know, explicitly since I've been using the course about a year and a half, man, is that the more you question yourself, the more you hesitate, and you actually lose confidence when you do that. And it's not just that you don't gain confidence, man. You go into a hole, man. And, you know, you got to, you know, every day, you know, little things that you're doing is really to prevent you from sliding into there and keeping yourself strong. So when I went out today, for example, man, I talked to almost 15 women. I only got really traction with one of them. And in the past, I would have thought that was a failure, man, because I was focused on the results. I wanted a specific reaction. I wanted, you know, her to laugh or whatever. And, you know, about a couple of weeks ago, I realized that, you know, the key really is that you don't need a specific reaction to win in any situation. You know, I win just by going and delivering my lines because I know I'm building up immunity. I'm building up a momentum, you know, and in certain cases, I actually
realize
Chris,
I got to stop you, man, because, Chris, I got to stop you. That's too dope. I can't let you share all of that.
I only got two in depth, man. I'm sorry, yeah.
Hey, Chris,
but
go on the testimonial page.
Stuff that I never thought about, man. I never used to critically think about this stuff until I started with the course. And then with SWU, you know, particularly the first semester, it allowed me to kind of see if, you know, what I thought I heard from the course was matching up to what you were saying. And there was like, you know, what I thought and kind of what you were trying to teach, I think there was like a big difference there that I didn't realize until I got into SWU. So that's
hey, man, let me tell you something.
That's my point for the course, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I want you to go give a testimonial on that. The SWU page on that.
I did,
book.
Man. It's on there. Yeah,
oh, that's right.
There,
I put you on there already. That's right. Hey, man, listen. Just come to class as you can. And even when you're not coming, sort of put something in there that I can comment on because that's where we at now, man. We ain't really at doing – I mean, we're doing the assignments, but we're really not. You're perfecting the shit now. So what I'm saying is whatever arsenal you're using right now, everything I respond to when you put it up is for you to correct on that same arsenal. Because what I'm saying now is in the last month, we're going to be catching. And that's all I can say, but we are. So just get in there, man, because I want you to win. That's all it is to it. I'm putting you back in.
All right, man.
713, what's going on?
Hey, man, this is Dave. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
man, I got you. Can you hear me?
All right, Professor. Shout out to Chris John, my classmate. I saw his testimonial. Hey, Professor, did you get mine? I posted a testimonial.
Yeah, I got
you. I see it. Okay, cool. That's all I wanted, man, SWU.
All right, you know it. Hey, so what we've been talking about a lot of stuff today. All of the stuff that we've been talking about was so dope, I did not get to one of my points. You know, I had 95 points today that I was going to be talking about. But see, this is what I like. This show was like a real show because everybody came on with their particular points. Even 213 was cool, man. I ain't really mad at him. I mean, people got to believe what they believe. And, you know, if he believes that shit he's saying is, you know, working for him, fine. you know, but we know he ain't got nam bitch. That motherfucker probably gets some pussy twice, three times a year that he talked up on. Hey, you guys, I'm out, man. This was a great show.